Hello, Pillow Talkers. Welcome back to Pillow Talk Radio. FYI, the waitlist for the January 2021 cohort of Magnetics Love School is officially open. You can go find it on my website. You can find it in my bio on Instagram. I'm currently designing the curriculum and it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. So get on that waitlist if you want the first details on pre-enrollment, early bird, etc., all those good things. Today's episode is with Paris Alexa, who I think I say this in the podcast. I say Seattle royalty. Paris Alexa is an amazing musician. Go check out her music wherever you listen to music. She is a boss, and I invited her on the podcast because, quite frankly, I just wanted to meet her. She has one of my favorite Instagram presences, and I just love her style and the way that she expresses herself online and on stage. I've seen her perform a handful of times in Seattle. So, without further ado, Miss Paris Alexa. Relax. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Welcome to Pillow Talk Radio, the most delicious place to be. On this podcast, we explore how to create more connection, possibility, romance, and magic, and love, and in life. I'm your host and relationship specialist, Cora Boyd. Are you with me? Welcome back to the podcast. We have Seattle royalty, Miss Paris Alexa. And Paris, in your own words, would you introduce yourself to us?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Paris Alexa, singer, songwriter, producer, sometimes model, fake vegan. That is important. Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Cora.
Yeah, absolutely. What is a fake vegan?
Well, okay, so I don't eat dairy, but I definitely, if you see me eating some chicken wings, don't say anything, okay, don't tell me.
I feel you. I'm like a kind of a pescatarian. I'm kind of a fake vegan too. I vibe with that. It's like a polyamorous vegan. A vegan who like sometimes eats chicken wings.
Yes.
Occasional burgers. I'm definitely have an occasional burger. Awesome. So we're going to talk, we're just going to let whatever comes through come through. But to start, I'd love to hear a little bit about your confidence journey and like being a person who's visible in the world. And obviously, like we know what that comes with of having to let go of, okay, sometimes people are judgmental or sometimes people, you know, just like not really indulging those thoughts. What has your process been like in like coming into more confidence as a person who's visible?
It has been not what I would like it to be, I feel like, you know. Obviously, I think everyone wants it to be like, okay, well, when I was younger, I was awkward, and like, I went through this phase, and now I glowed up, and like, I'm just better now. And I don't know, so many movies tell us that that's how life is supposed to play out, and when it doesn't, I think you're kind of just like, oh, okay, well, is something wrong, or why doesn't this feel like I envisioned it to look? One of the most essential parts of, I think, my journey was accepting that very part, is that like, this is customizable, you know, like this is my journey. And some days it's going to feel like I defeated all my insecurities. And some days it's going to feel like I'm like 12 again. I don't see what other people see. And I think, yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head with adding the part of it being like really visible. It's difficult for me still because it feels like my whole career is me speaking out my diary pages, essentially. Like the best songs are the ones where I get the most honest because people can relate to that. But it also is allowing people to see me in that vulnerable state. And I think I shied away from releasing a lot of music because once people started watching me and seeing that I was someone to watch, I think that I just kind of got a little bit insecure about it and paranoid and like, oh my gosh, like I just established myself as a bad bitch. I can't not be a bad bitch. Like I found a lot of solace in owning my journey and understanding that like these peaks and valleys are shaping me and are creating me. And it is a steady incline. You know what I mean? It is an incline. As I get older, I just realize I'm never going to not be myself. So I might as well just celebrate me and like myself for who I am because there's no other choice. I'm going to be me. And so I should just be the most me that I can be.
It's a choice and it's a consistent choice. And there's times
when like insecurity does come in. And it's really grounding to hear you say that, and also just to acknowledge that it doesn't exactly go away. Those thoughts always come up, and that doesn't mean you're not confident. It's just like, how can you consistently strengthen the muscle to not empower that?
Totally, to not empower, because that's the part that's the choice. It's like, I used to get so irritated when people would say like, oh, well, just don't be upset. I can't control my emotions, or don't be insecure. Don't compare yourself. Like, those are natural things that happen. But the choice part is empowering those things, is validating them and saying like, okay, well, yeah, it is right. And like, no, fight them every time, you know, like as much as you possibly can. And if you need friends to do that for you, then
yeah, totally. And I love that with the friends too, because it's okay when you feel insecure. It's okay to go ask for help, or go ask someone to pump you up, or ask someone to be like, can you remind me why right. I'm great? And I think that's like the strongest people too are the ones who are able to be vulnerable, or like able to ask for help, or able to be supported when that does come through. And I also know from Instagram that you're Leo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an Aquarius, so I completely vibed with what you said of like, bad bitch, like, look at me, flex. And then they're like, oh no, like,
yes.
Like, it's such a like oscillating thing sometimes where I'm like, I love attention, give it to me. And then like, oh my God, why am I getting so yeah,
it's totally that. It's like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch, but then it's like, okay, but
it's like, look at me, don't look at me.
Totally. My two like best Aquarius friends, we were just kind of sitting around talking and being honest, and I was just like, it's kind of crazy how like social media has played such a strong role in mental health with this quarantine. And like, how I really wanted to see some type of studies on that, because I'm a person who have always felt like I view Instagram as a business. Like, I very much like view it as a tool, and I try my best to be proactive about like not attaching myself to like my online presence and making it feel like that's like everything I have. But being inside all the time and being on Instagram like every day, you start to subliminally start comparing yourself, or like, and I was just telling them like, I'm not feeling the way that I did before about myself. Like, I feel like I've been being mean, and I tried to write, you know, do the 10 things that I loved about myself, but I only got to 6. And they were like, oh hell no, like, we're finishing this list for you. We will do this. So I think that those friendships where you can talk about stuff like that, especially in times like this with the digital age, with quarantine, you have to humble yourself and be like, I need help, because we can't even see each other.
Yeah, it's so interesting what you said too, of like the social media as a tool. And I feel like for people like us who like to perform, and then not being able to do that, I know for myself, like, so much of that energy, because I usually do live events, but like, so much of that energy has gone towards performing online. And like, that can be really fun. And I think there's a lot that can be really fun. And there's that fine line of like, oh shit, like, where am I doing things for this? And also, I know for myself, like, sometimes there's ways in which Instagram can feel kind of therapeutic, where I'm like, okay, there's this thing I'm about myself that like, I'm afraid to let people see. I'm going to put it out there. And then it's like, it's out there. It's out there. And like, I do use it as a tool in that way. Sometimes there's so much power in it to use it as a tool, or even like what we're talking about with mental health and connecting people. Like, there's so much power to use it in that way, and just to like be responsible with it, both for yourself and for anyone who's following you. And it's a constant dance.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, again, knowing that we can't see each other, it's like, that is our connection. You know, that is our ability to do stuff like this, and just to continue, like, the things that we love aren't just dead. We can't take that stuff for granted. I think, like you said, yeah, it's totally a dance. And for me, I think one of the best things that I figured out, I don't know why it is, but for some reason I get stuck in my account and like the aesthetic of what I should be posting, or like you said, the responsibility I have to my fans, like, okay, well, they, you know, they're subscribing to like music, so I have to only post music, or, oh, but my posts that are just like, what, you know, just like things that influencers kind of just worry about and whatever. And so I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to make 4 accounts. Like, I just made four separate accounts. And I'm like, you know what? I would just, for the things that I need to just get out there, I have an account for that. For the things that people think I'm annoying and don't want to hear me talk about that, I'm going to talk about that here. And so then I'm able to just like relieve myself of those worries, and I'm still able to utilize it as a tool. Cause I was like, I'm tripping about this imaginary thing that nobody else knows about, you know what I mean? And it's really tripping me up. So I'm just going to be extra and figure it out. And it worked.
I love that. Okay. I totally need to find your three other accounts.
Oh yeah.
That's so great. I kind of want to do that because I have the same question where like I have, or like anyone who has any kind of personal brand, the line gets blurry. The line gets blurry and then you're like, okay, like this is a business tool. And also like as a young woman in the Instagram age, like sometimes you just want to like post some ridiculous shit. Yeah. And I truly believe they get to coexist and that like what people really want is your energy and like all the ways you're expressing yourself or like what you're wearing and like those little moments where, and I love your Instagram presence so much. Like those little moments, we just like get a little snapshot and like, oh, whoa. And like, it's just like we're microdosing your energy. And I think yes. That's really awesome.
That's very helpful and validating like for me to hear. And yeah, I hope everyone also comes to that realization in their own life is like, we are just connecting at the end of the day. Like the judgment is mostly in your own head. And when you're by yourself and you're posting, like it can get crazy because no one else is responding. And you just have to understand like, that's not even really there. It's not even there.
Totally. Yeah. We're just like sharing. We're just sharing.
Sharing and connecting.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So on that front, something I'm a huge proponent of is using Instagram as a dating tool. I'm always encouraging people to slide into DMs. I think it's just such a fun, low stakes, but like potential for real stuff. Because like I've met people who have slid into my, I've dated people who have slid into my DMs. So like, what is that like for you in terms of people sliding into your DMs or connections you've made through Instagram in a dating capacity?
Well, yeah, I have some very interesting DMs. I... really do. I have a new policy. I do not date fans. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I think it's also because like my personality, how I actually am. If someone knows of like my music first or saw me perform,
yeah,
and then try to get to know me, usually they have this expectation in their head of, oh my gosh, she's a celeb, like, you know, or whatever they think. And like when they figure out that I'm actually super weird and like, you know, like a regular, I've run into some problems in that area.
Yeah, they kind of put you on a pedestal or like have a very specific image. And then it kind of acts strangely.
And Instagram still is like snapshots of the best moments of your life. Like it's literally like you looking in the best angles and the best lighting and the best whatever. And that's just not how everyone looks every day. I'm a Leo, but I have Cancer Venus and Cancer Mars. And so I'm just soft. Like I really just want people to love me for me. And that's why I try to be like as authentic as I can on Instagram. But if I post a booty pic, and then some guy slides in my DMs talking about, like, I really want to go on a date with you. And no, you don't. Like, you want to go on a date?
No, you don't. There's a difference.
There's a big difference. So a lot of the times I, like, will post thirst traps to see if guys are authentic or not. I'm like, okay, bet. But if I post some, like, really knowledgeable stuff and then they respond, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll fuck with you. I play games for sure.
Any other examples of games? Because that is very fun. And that's the energy I feel like is fun to use Instagram in. It's like acknowledging that it's absurd.
Yes,
and
yes.
Fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to just laugh. One other thing that I have utilized. Yeah, Instagram's so fun.
For everything we're talking about, which is so real and like the social comparison. And like, it's also, I love it. It's so fun. I view it almost as an artistic medium where I'm just like, here's how I'm expressing myself in this kind of like short videos, like short whatever. And like, sometimes I'm playing characters and like, sometimes I'm just like, whatever. And I think approaching it with that energy, it can be really fun.
Yes, 100%. I think I have really found a lot of power in, like you said, detaching myself 100% in it and kind of understanding that as a creator, like we hold the power. And so we're able to play with people's perception in an artistic way. Like for example, for most of my life, I just never was like a wig person. I just started really getting into wigs and I have not stopped. I don't think I will ever either. It's just fun to be a different person every day and look different. You know, it's relatively low maintenance, but if you want to get into it, then, you know, you can really slay it and just become somebody else. Especially as a Black girl, like that's kind of a thing also, being like, oh, I don't want to wear fake hair. And I'm like, man, I could pull up in a whole cactus helmet and you're still gonna like, at this point I killed all of that, all those insecurities. So I've not stopped. So yeah, 100% play, be whoever you want to be, act out and put that out there into the world, because that's a part of you. And close friends, the close friends is not just my close friends, it's like a select group of people that I want
VIP.
Yeah,
because sometimes you just want to like put some shit out there, but you have to be cognizant of your business.
I think for me, I started pulling back a little bit, because I used to just like, I don't know, I have my body and I've been like this my whole life. And so I'm not surprised by anything that I post, but other people obviously are like, you know, like I got a couple comments in one like bikini video of me on a cruise ship. And it was like, wow, your music is too good for you to be doing this. Yeah. And like another one that was like, almost forgot she made music, like just like stuff like that. And I was like,
I hate that. You can be sexual and make music. Like you can enjoy being beautiful and be like, it's just part of what we're talking about too, is that if you want to put all of those dimensions out there, that can be really empowering. And it actually can be really empowering to be kind of selective and sometimes gentle with yourself and what you put out there too. Because I think like if we get so far in the narrative of I put everything out there because it's so empowering, and not just body wise, but like opinions, things about ourselves, all of those things, like we can fully do that. And it's kind of sneakily empowering to like have all the secret hatches or like the things for ourselves. I love how much you're working with like all the different layers and just being like doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's sharing more and sometimes that's sharing less.
Totally. Yeah. You got to just give yourself grace, literally, because most of that negative energy you're getting is from your own self in your head. And if people say something weird or inappropriate, block them.
Block their ass immediately.
People is my favorite. Like you just have the ability to revoke access from you. That is amazing. People act like it's not there. And then guess what? Blocked.
I know. I'm also a ruthless blocker. I
love that.
That's gratifying. Yeah, because it's like, no, this is my space. I'm having fun. Like, if you have some, I don't owe you any explanation or any whatever. Like, you come at me with that kind of energy. Like, no, get out. Yes. So I'm curious, as a performer, and to kind of link this back to just some concepts around dating and like showing up as ourselves, you know, the performative element to dating too, where like we want to put our best foot forward, and that's real. And that I don't think that's disingenuous. It's just part of courtship, right? And I'm really gung-ho about dissolving the idea that socially performing is inherently bad, because I don't think it is. I think it's actually really cute that we want to perform for each other when we like each other, that like, you know, someone is being a little performative because they're nervous and they want to impress you. So could you just riff on that concept of performance and like how you feel about it and like how that applies socially for you and or on Instagram and or on stage, and like just interpret that however you will.
I guess I'll bring in an element of astrology to this. I think that since I've like gotten deeper into astrology, I have tried to understand a little bit more of like my own sexual tendencies and beyond just like my love language. You know, you identify that and it's like, okay, you know, for example, like mine's words of affirmations. I'm literally a songwriter. It's very on brand, but also understanding like, oh, that's why I'm like very talkative with guys. And like, if their love language is physical touch, then they don't want to hear me talk. And then just understanding that, first of all, I think was the first step of like, okay, I'm settling into my personal preference. And then when astrology came into it, like I said, I'm a Cancer Venus, Cancer Mars, Venus being like ruling love and relationships, and then Mars being like sex and aggression. I'm soft. And I was like, why do I want to like cry all the time? Like, you know, I'll write these songs and I'll feel like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch and like da 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 in these moods. You know, there's times where I definitely am in my bag like that. But in general, like I feel most sexually comfortable when I'm safe. That changed the type of guys that I started going for. It changed like the sex that I was having. It changed a lot. And even this, I'm recently like seeing this new guy, and this is like the first guy I've talked to in a while. And when I was like, yeah, I honestly just need a hug. And he hugged me. And then I was like, I felt myself getting sad. And I told him, I was like, if I cry, like, please just don't say anything. Just like ignore me. And he just like hugged me tighter and was like, you can cry. And I just cried. And he hugged me for 1 hour. And as I'm telling my friends that, they're like, what? Like, girl, what? That's so crazy, girl. Like, ew, I would never do that. And that's because everyone has their own separate, you know, their exactly. own.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, after that, I was like, yep, freak light on. Like, yeah, some people really like, I don't know, different things. And I think that sometimes society, songs, media can confuse people and think like, oh, well, I need this man to spend money on me. I had a guy spend money on me and it was horrible. We didn't have any type of connection. And other girls would have been like, oh, he didn't talk to you. Perfect. You know, like that doesn't work for me.
So important. And like one of the things in my coaching with people that I'm like, if you take nothing away except for this, it's that this is such a personal area of life. It's so highly preferential. So like, stop taking advice from anyone but yourself and recognizing that it's not bad that someone's into this. It's not bad that someone's into that, but we don't have to be into it. And I just, for any guys listening, I want to emphasize what you said around feeling comfortable getting sexual, being contingent on feeling safe. That's the thing. That's the thing. What creates safety is respect, feeling respected.
Totally. Just get to know the person who you are and get to know the person who you're trying to pursue. And it's okay to own your emotions. And like, I don't know, I'm so much happier now that I'm like a soft bitch. Like I'm soft.
I love that. A soft bitch. It's really fun to just like, you don't have to choose. You can wear the cactus helmet. You can wear like, yes. like that's the fun with the wigs or with how you dress or whatever. It's just like you can be all of the things at once, and that's what makes you interesting and unique. Per what we're saying of like, yeah, it's great to get to know yourself, it's great to know what works for you, but it's also really fun at the same time to surprise yourself or be like, well, yeah. I guess I'm into that.
right, that is always yes. Yeah. And again, back to the safety, like if you're safe, you might be into a lot more things than you would normally be into with that safety element.
I think that comes back to the safety with yourself, or like the allowing yourself to be vulnerable and real with yourself can help you feel more comfortable to try out all the different things or the different ways to express yourself, you know, thirst trap on Instagram and be whatever. Like, it's like if you're anchored and I know who I am, then you can go wild in the performance and it's just fun and expression. And like, similar to sex too, right? Anything else that you just want to impart while there's people listening about anything at all? You're just like, people need to know this.
I guess I just encourage a lot of people due to quarantine that are probably like single and just don't let loneliness consume you. Like we've been saying, like really utilize social media and be safe. Obviously be safe, but don't like just allow yourself to just be by yourself and consumed with loneliness. And like, cause that I feel like that I was kind of at that place not that long ago. And yeah, like tell your friends, understand the different types of love that you have in your life. It doesn't have to be just one dimensional, like family. It's like all this stuff, surround yourself with love. If you're missing it from one specific area, to just remind yourself that it's there and it's always accessible and that the possibilities are endless. You could meet somebody across the world and life could change tomorrow. So just want to encourage everybody to keep love around them and stay safe.
The love attracts the love. Awesome. Awesome. Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Paris Alexa Music on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
And Spotify.
Yeah. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Pandora, all the music stations. You can find me, Paris Alexa, one word, and listen to my music.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pillow Talk Radio. We hope you'll join us on the next one. And if you got some value, if you had some ideas, if you had some insights from this episode, I would so, so appreciate you leaving a review of Pillow Talk Radio on Apple Podcasts so that I can know what you're jamming out on, I can know what you're into, and more people who could benefit from this content can join us. See you next time.